I'm Jason Beaubien, also in Detroit. Many people here were surprised when this strike hit, and many were also surprised that it ended so quickly. At the headquarters of UAW Local 22 near GM's Hamtramck assembly plant this morning, workers said they were happy and relieved the walkout is over. Local President George McGregor summed up the mood.
We're joyful. We're excited and ready to go back to work, and we're just anxious to find out what the contract consists of.
In the coming days, the UAW will lay out the details of the contract to its 73,000 members and try to persuade them that they should vote to ratify it. 20 miles west of downtown Detroit, General Motors built engines at a plant in Romulus, Michigan. Just over 1,000 UAW members work at the site. Bill Chinowski and Keith Richards are two of them. They're both skilled tradesmen who do machinery repair in the plant. Chinowski's been with GM for 32 years. Richards has been there for 38. They both say they're happy the strike ended quickly. They recognize the serious problems facing GM right now and expect the contract will benefit the company far more than workers. Even with givebacks, including the VEBA, the trust fund under which the union takes over the responsibility for retiree health care, Richards thinks workers here will accept the deal. And he says, hopefully, GM can rebound.
I'm hoping that with this VEBA taking place, that it takes something away that management can no longer whine about, and they can go on and start running the business like they're supposed to run the business.
Richards and Chinowski talk passionately about getting the Romulus plant to run more efficiently, and they say they're sick of hearing that high-paid UAW workers are the root of GM's problems. Chinowski says the inefficiencies and mismanagement just on his shop floor alone are astounding, and he says management creates many of the systematic problems themselves, and others they fail to fix.
Oh, I can't begin to tell you how many different meetings you go. And we go down there, and management sits down there and says, tell us what we can do. Tell us what, and we tell them. But you know what? It goes, whoosh, whoosh. It goes in one ear and out the other ear, and nothing that we ever say, do they ever use it? And it's like, we get to the point, it's like, why do you even bother us?
He's also frustrated that work that he says should go to UAW members is being farmed out to contractors and outside firms. It's clear talking to Richards and Chinowski that the distrust that some, if not many, UAW members have of management runs deep. Even with that tension, these men predict that the rank and file will ratify the contract. But they warn if pushed too far, the frustration of the union members could come spilling out. Chinowski says nothing rankles workers at the engine plant more than the multi-million dollar salaries and bonuses paid to executives at the struggling Detroit automakers.
How do they justify millions of dollars of bonuses when they take away, when they want us to give back, when they want all this stuff they want, because they've run the company into the ground? How do you justify that? How do you justify that?
So while the nationwide strike of 2007 quickly came to a close and both sides emerged from the bargaining table this morning saying they are happy, that happiness doesn't run very deep. Fixing that will be one of GM's big challenges in the years ahead. General Motors, in a written statement, said the proposed new contract is a step in that direction. The company said the deal paves the way for GM to significantly improve its manufacturing competitiveness and strengthen its manufacturing base in the United States. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Detroit.